That did not happen to me.
Okay.
That did not happen at all.
One of the other things that occurs to me in this context is that Levin's been there for 19 years. Do you think he'll ever be Chief Justice?
I think he might be, should he seek the office. It's my view, at least while I was on the court, he never sought it. And he is the senior statesman. He is the one who, I'm just tremendously amazed and in awe at his recall. We could be at the conference table discussing a case, and it will trigger a discussion about a prior case, whether it was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. He can walk immediately to the volume and begin to recite what he thinks was in the opinion and pull out the book, and he's talking about it, and while it's there, it is absolutely there confirmed. He has a fantastic memory and a tremendous mindset, and he's a very gracious, warm person. I liked him very, very much. We would ride together to Lansing from time to time. Indeed, I asked him, you know, why don't you put your hat in? Ah, Danny, I'm not interested. Not interested. Maybe sometime, but I'm not interested right now. It was his view that he thought that all members of the court should have the experience of being Chief Justice. In some respects, I agree with that, because it's important to appreciate the responsibility that a Chief Justice has to undergo and the responsibility that is given to the Chief Justice to go to different events, respond to letters on behalf of the court, and things of that nature that I didn't have to be bothered with because I was not chief. You have to make appearances before the legislature. You have to go before the different funding units. You have to be on top of all those kinds of issues and work very closely with the state court administrator's office. It is problematical enough, and it is burdensome enough just to merely be able to discharge in a timely fashion one's responsibility for the usual and customary expectations of being a justice. When you add on to that another 15 to 20% of your time administratively being Chief Justice, I mean, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's nice to be called Chief Justice Riley or Chief Justice Kavanaugh or Chief Justice Williams. I was happy just to be called Justice Archer.
I would like to have you discuss, to the degree that you'd care to do it, the transformation in the work of the court from 20 or 30 years ago to now. And I speak of the character of the work of the court. If you go back, I think I mentioned before that if you go back 30 years, you go back to 62, I think I looked this up, that the court turned out 576 opinion cases in that two-year period. In 1990, it turned out, the single year of 1990, turned out 71 opinion cases. That's part of what I'm trying to raise to your attention. The other part is that the court, 30 years ago, was very little concerned with matters of supervision of the bar, steady modification of the court rules, rules of professional procedure, rules of evidence. We didn't have any state rules of evidence. Such matters as creating study commissions, the gender and race bias commissions, the user, what some people call a user-friendly commission. What would be your observations as to what has happened to the work of the Supreme Court and the, let's call it, the practice of law in Michigan in during that period? Has it changed for the better, for the worse? You know, the cases applied like rabbits. You have, I don't know, four or five times as many cases filed every year. Fewer coming out the end of the pipe, so to speak.